This is Mike Gearhart, retired lead pastor of Parkside Bible Church in Watertown, as the Mars Hill pastor for the day. From the opening scene of the sitcom The Andy Griffin Show, fishing dads and sons seem to go together. My dad was a great fisherman. I have pictures of my son with his first big tarpon and another son with a large bass. So, what's the biggest bass you ever caught using a rod and reel? 14 pounds? Al McRentals caught a striped bass fishing at night off a jetty in Atlantic City in 1982, and it weighed in at 78 pounds, 8 ounces, an International Game Fishing Association record. Look it up. However, the biggest fish on record was caught by Alfred Dean, who reeled in a white shark off Australia in 1959 at 2,664 pounds using a porpoise as bait. There is another record big fish, a great fish that is part of history. A great fish was sent by God to swallow Jonah the prophet, who was to go to Nineveh to preach against that corrupt and violent city, but instead he got a one-way ticket to Tarshish. Trying to run away from God is like the little boy who answered a phone with a whisper. Hello? Who is this? Jimmy? Jimmy, this is Pastor Mike. May I talk to your mom? She's busy. May I talk to your dad? He's busy. How old are you, Jimmy? 4. Is there anyone else I can talk to you at your house? The police. May I talk to them? They're busy. Jimmy, why are they all busy? Well, they're looking for me. Trying to hide in your own house from all these people is something like trying to hide from God. There is no place to hide from God in his universe. And God was concerned for the Ninevites and for Jonah. This is no fishing tale. This isn't Geppetto with his lantern and boat floating around in Monstro waiting to be rescued by the almost real wooden boy Pinocchio and his cricket. This is one big fish who swallowed whole a disobedient prophet. God did this because he loved a wicked and perverse nation and wanted them to repent of their sin. He also loved Jonah. Though I'm thinking being swallowed by a fish for 3 days doesn't feel like a warm, loving hug from God, but it got Jonah back on track. You may be feeling like you've been swallowed by a great fish, but God knows exactly where you are and loves you. You may feel that you live in a wicked and perverse nation, but God has a purpose for you to share his love to all the people around you. Anyway, turn to him every day in prayer, and he will see you through your own emotions, and you will feel his love for others. Until next time, this is Mike Gearhart, hoping your life is a faith-filled adventure.